Yeah, you know, no matter what kind of food you feed your dog and your cat, something like these entrails would be a great addition. And you could soak them in chicken broth or hot water and kind of revitalize them. But I just give them a doodle for snacks and put it in with the cornucopia. It's a great little thing. Jack Martel is going to do a thing in Boerne, Texas tonight. And if I have the wherewithal, I'm going to do that. It's about an hour and a half drive. You know, it just depends on where I am with this thing tonight, if I'm going to do it or not. Huh. Oh, there's also another thing. Oh, this is another thing going on. Oh, it'd be fun. A group healing, January 6th. He sent me. Well, a lot of fun stuff, isn't it? Okay. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Yesterday, I had a big kind of organic chicken. And what I did was I just got a pot off the pot rack and filled it up with rainwater halfway, filtered rainwater, and plunked that old chicken right in there, the whole thing. I didn't do anything else. I just plunked it in there. And I just turned it on. And in 3 or 4 or 5 hours, you can really, yeah, real low flame. And it's been cooking ever since. Been cooking, well, not 24 hours, about 18 hours. So now this is all I'm just going to eat. I'm just going to eat this for the next 2 days and just leave it on the flame. Now, I haven't done anything else to it. I had about 3 bowls of it last night in the middle of the night, every 3 or 4 hours. it's just so healing. And it's just chicken bone broth, I guess it is. But you could put celery and carrots and stuff like that. But I just put some sea salt, and I've been really having fun with Dr. Cowan's dehydrated powders that we promote. And if you haven't ordered any from him, I think you still get a discount if you use promo code Patrick. And these are wonderful, just wonderful. I've been putting a lot of turmeric in there because that's anti-inflammatory. But you can cook with these, and he has turmeric and leek and a seaweed powder, beets, squash. Let's see, I'm just doing by memory here some of the things that he has. Different, two or three different kinds of greens, carrots. That's pretty fun. Two different kinds of leeks. I mentioned the turmeric. It's really a wonderful turmeric. And I have about 10 of them that I just love. And you can put on anything, no matter what kind of a, if you're carnivore, omnivore, veganore, or whatever, veganore, or vegan, whatever you are, whatever you eat, you can just put them on there, beans or eggs. I put some in oatmeal. You can put some of the greens in your juicer, in your juice, or put some of the dog food too, a little bit of turmeric and potatoes. Wow, it's great on baked potatoes, the beet. Oh, they also has a roasted eggplant. Phew, the bomb. And these are they're dehydrated. And dehydration, of course, uses very low temperature. So it is probably one of the best ways to entrap the nutrients into a. And the reason I like them is because Dr. Cowan talks about how it's really important for us to eat a wide variety of vegetables. And he's getting all these heirloom, rare, kind of ancient vegetables, these different squashes, different greens, burdock root. You know, I love that one. That's great for the liver. Burdock root. And these are kind of things that we wouldn't normally, use, because who's going to go out to the Whole Foods and buy burdock root? I don't even know if they have it anymore. And how to cook it, and doesn't taste any good anyway. But if you just have the dehydrated, you can put it in soups or just get it in you. Just get it in you and rock and roll. So this is a nice thing. They're a little bit pricey. They'll seem a little bit pricey but they're very concentrated. So you're just using 1/2 teaspoon or 1/4 teaspoon. So they're going to last a very long time. So remember. And I believe the first time, try it, first time, Dr. Cowan's Garden on our website. First time is Patrick promo code, and I think you get a 20%. deal. So that's kind of cool. Okay, it's December 8, 2017, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Come on, open phones. Come on, talk to me. See, when I talk to you, then I take my, I don't even feel the strange piriformis going. I don't feel it because I focused on you. So you'll help me just by calling. 888-663-6386 and the email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Frost on the pumpkins this morning, but I woke up to that. It was really beautiful. Sun's coming out now. It's all kind of melting, but it doesn't happen here very often. But it got down to, I don't know what it was, upper 20s or something last night, which is pretty cold for us. I mean, this is as cold as it gets. So let me look at the weather here, what we're going to be doing the next few days. Oh, man, beauty. 50 today, 65 tomorrow, 65 Sunday, 70 on Monday, 65 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wow, 70 degrees. These are beautiful days, clear, beautiful. Cold at night, you know, it gets cold. Well, you know, cold for us, 30s, 40s. Out here in the country, we get 30s, but it's really amazing weather during the day. Just bright sunshine. Yeah, nothing like Central Texas in the winter. It's really, really amazing. As we said, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Manuel writes in, I'm having some psoriasis on and off for about 4 years now. Man, I think it is correlated to having four amalgams removed by an unqualified dentist. It has sped up both arms. Oh, it has spread up both arms and left side of the neck and slightly on the eyelids. Have been doing mercury detoxes with high vitamin C, chlorella. Used to be a vegan, but have now started bone broth. Good for you. Recently did EDTA suppositories. Wow. Stayed away from corn, soy, wheat, and pretty much all grains. I hear sprouted quinoa is okay. Hey, everything's okay. But am afraid to try it as I ate some organic tortillas this weekend. Had a flare-up after doing better for about a week. Huh? Yeah, well, maybe your body's not liking grains right now. I have controlled the infection on the skin with essential oils, frankincense, pine needle, clove. Any additional tips? Recently stumbled upon your show, Natural Research Online, Peak Health Now. Oh, Manny in the San Francisco Bay Area. Well, Manny. Well, these skin things, I'm not a medical dude, so I'm not qualified to give any kind of medical advice, but just what we've learned over doing these shows for many years, and this show for 10 years, having the honor of talking to health people from all around the world every day, that they tell us that these skin things are curiouser because it's just something that wants to come out, some kind of detox, and could very well be the mercury. I don't know, after 4 years of doing all the things that you're doing, why it would still be stuck in there. You all might have some ideas listening. Not to just plug stuff, but I mean, sulfur has really been known to help people get rid of all kinds of heavy metals. It really does have a love affair, it's been said, with heavy metals, sulfur. It's just what it does. Ooh, I didn't get some last commercial. I need to do that. I'm going to go down and get some and take a big hit of it. Anyway, it really does. So, I mean, I really would try some. Get yourself a couple of containers, 2 pounds, $80, delivered in continental U.S., and see. You know, just see if something doesn't work for you, and see if it doesn't help. If you could get a sauna or some kind of sweating or go to a gym, do some sweating, you know, that's going to help too. I just don't know. All the stuff you're doing, there's some kind of underlying thing here that's you're just not getting to. You might look at talking to Dr. Massey and doing some recall healing stuff, and maybe you could figure out what it is. He's a good one. He called in about an hour ago, and you can just call him or talk to him. And all the information is on his website, on his show page, rather. Sorry, I'm not thinking too clearly because I got this pain. Pain in my butt. So you can just look at his show page and maybe do that. What do you guys think? Anything else that old Manny could try here? Or young Manny? Skin. I'd love to hear you do a show on black salve, skin cancer. Oh, yeah, we did. We did. And it wasn't too long ago. It was a couple months ago, right? We did this whole thing on black salve. I'm not recalling the fellow's name, but just put in black salve on our search engine. If you can't find it, email me back. I'll try to find it. Let's see. Christy writes in, "Good morning, Patrick. This email is nothing more than an observation on a subject I've wondered about for at least 25 years. Well, in one of your interviews with Dr. Ellie Phillips, she said that she does not endorse gargling or flossing with colloidal silver because it is indiscriminate bacteria slayer. It kills the good guys along with the bad. However, Gary Hanna, who you advertise his silver, says otherwise. Of course, if you're using his brand of monatomic silver, I've seen the debate about whether colloidal silver kills the good guys all the way back to pre-internet bulletin board days. Wow. However, Ken Rolla also addresses the question head-on in your last interview with him. He declared in no uncertain terms that colloidal silver only kills the bad guys because of the pathogens we don't want carry a positive charge and thus attracts the silver ions that destroys them, the good bacteria. On the other hand, carry negative charge, and the ionic silver doesn't react with them. So I'm wondering if you have an opinion about, well, I have an opinion about everything. Is Ken Rolla right on this or Dr. Phillips? You know, I think they both are. I think it's a yes, no, maybe. I think the difference might be when we start using words like bad and good. I think that Dr. Ellie is not a fan of this because with her whole microbiome thing, Christy, she doesn't really differentiate between good, bad, or otherwise. And I'm not sure if this whole microbiome, if all of the ones, it may very well be some of the ones we want to hang around and keep are things with a negative charge, and they could get croaked. That's just my theory. I've not really looked into it very deeply. I haven't used anything except her program for since the beginning of August, and my teeth look great. They feel great. Breath is so fresh. You kiss Doodle on the nose, and she kisses me. I see the little gaps that I've had in there lessening. They are getting smaller. We did a DNA test, and showed a massive decrease in the pathogens that we don't want. So I know she's onto something. I don't even think it. I know it because I've experienced it. So at this point, I'm not putting anything like colloidal silver iodine internally. I use it externally. So, but that's just me. I don't know for sure. I think it's a yes, no, maybe on that thing. Adam's listening. He may have some ideas about that. He knows about this stuff. He does pretty amazing research. So I don't know. If we're unsure, I just like to do things topically, and they do soak in, especially on the bottom of the feet. And that's why I put iodine. I never did feel very comfortable about taking iodine internally. It just didn't feel, you know, it didn't feel right. It felt like I was just croaking some good guys, even though I never really was conscious of it, but it just didn't feel good. It felt like, nope, I just didn't like it at all. So, just didn't like it. So I just put it on the bottom of my feet, and it'll soak right in there, in my opinion. Sahana writes, "I was listening to one of your shows, and a caller talked about Kerrygold butter. It says it's Irish butter. What are your thoughts on that? Do you recommend it? I do not have access to raw grass-fed milk or butter where I live." Sahana, she lives in Colorado. So Yeah. We like to get, of course, if you can find grass-fed butter and cream unpasteurized. I mean, that's the best because there's a lot of good enzymes and fun stuff in unpasteurized butter and cream and milk, of course. I mean, that's the number one. But, I've used Kerrygold a lot. We know it's grass-fed. We know that for sure. It's an Irish thing, and these people don't feed their cows a bunch of dumb stuff. Now, it's been pasteurized, and it comes across the ocean, which is, you know, it's not the best, but gosh, Kerrygold is available at Safeways and Kroger's and Giants and all the different supermarkets around the country, and even Whole Foods. So, if that's your best choice, go for it. You'll do fine with it. It's a great butter. If I can get the unpasteurized, I'll go for that first, but sure, I think it's good. I think it's a good one. Kerrygold. Let's see. Well, even cold cobalamin tonic is good, isn't it? I have some of that grass-fed cream from Amos Miller in Burnetown, Pennsylvania. Boy, you do that with the organic coffee and organic maple syrup and a little bit of cacao. Phew, man. It's so amazing. I mentioned the coffee. David Wolf sells this coffee that's, he says, doesn't have any mold at all, the way he does it. Because he contends that mold is one of the reasons that people get wired up on coffee. And I think there may be something to that, because I've always, my whole life, I've been kind of, I think everybody's allergic to mold. I think I've been sensitive to it my whole life. I got a penicillin shot in my bum. I wonder if that's a penicillin shot coming out. Piriformis, just thought of that. I got a penicillin shot in my bum when I was a little kid. The doc gave it to me, very small, 2 or 3, my mom said, and my whole butt just kind of puffed up like twice the size, and the doc said, oh, he's allergic to penicillin. Don't ever give it to him. It'll kill him, or could kill him. So I've always told people my whole life, when they say, are you allergic to any drugs? I say penicillin. I don't know if I am. Just keep repeating it. You do it long enough. But I think we're all allergic to these things and just more sensitive. But a penicillin is a mold. That's how they make it. Anyway, so I think David Wolf on the mold thing in the coffee could be correct, because that's the one I get from him at Longevity Warehouse. I think you can get it on Amazon too. I feel really good. You get a little lift from it, but not a wired thing at all. Nothing that even comes close to getting kind of wired up on coffee, which I could do, but not with this stuff. So, maybe he's on to something, but that's the kind I buy. And so when I have my cobalamin tonic, that's what I use. Longevity coffee. Let's see if it's on Amazon. I don't know if David sells on Amazon. No, doesn't look like it. There's some coffees called Longevity, but it's not his. So I would just go to Longevity Warehouse if you want some. Go right to David's site and buy some of that, longevitywarehouse.com. And it's just called I think they have light roast, dark roast, decaffeinated, something like that. So if you like coffee, you might try that. Let's see, Ed in Cleveland, Ohio writes, hi Ed, Cleveland. I heard you mention you can pay for a different IP private address. Who provides this service? Oh, I think I emailed Ed privately, so I don't think I'll have to say it on the air here. And yeah, we pay $6 a month. I don't even know why I do it. I mean, I don't go any place I don't want anybody to know about, but who knows? I mean, it's something I wanted to bring up. I need to get some sulfur. I also need to, excuse me, but I actually need to here's what I really need. I won't say it, so I'm just going to tell you, and then I'm going to be right back.
We'll be right.
Previously, a caller from California talked about the wildfires and the rebounder.
She was talking about our issues with the wildfire smoke here and our lymph nodes backing up. But your rebounder, that really, I think, has been very helpful just going and doing like you said you do. You bounce a couple of minutes every hour or so. I really feel like that has benefited me quite a bit in getting the lymph flowing around, because we're both real active. We're runners and cyclists, and with the smoke, you don't want to go out and suck a lot of that deep into your lungs, so it's really nice to have that available to just go a little bounce a couple minutes every hour to help move things around. And you can feel it. I mean, to me, when I start noticing that the back of my head's getting kind of plugged up and I can feel, you know, my neck tightening up and that kind of stuff, I just go down there and I hop on it and bounce for 2 or 3 minutes. And I can really feel the flow just start moving again.
Yes, these are really nice units. Lifetime warranty, too. The Rebound Air Rebounder, you can click an order on the front page of our website. And $339 delivered, Continental U.S. Live outside of there, just email me and we'll work it out. Click an order, front page, the Lifetime Warranty Rebound Air Rebounder, OneRadioNetwork.com. Boy, I have a real special thing going on that I haven't mentioned often, but if you've been thinking about a rebounder, you want to order one today. And let me tell you why. They are offering the quarter fold for the same price as the half fold, I think for one more week. They ran out of the half folds, and they didn't want to not have product to sell. Excuse me. They didn't want to have run out of product to sell. And so you can get a quarter fold. For the same price. And these quarter folds, if you want to look at them, go to reboundair.com and find the different rebounders, and they'll show you a picture. It's called the Ultimate Rebounder. That's the quarterfold. The one we sell generally is the Classic Rebounder. We don't sell the standard. We don't really recommend it. It's just not, you know, it's just their lowest, you know. Anyway, we sell the half folds. These are really nice. They sell them for $365. We sell them for $339, as you'll see on our website. And then the Ultimate, they call the Ultimate, that's a quarter fold. And they sell for $429 delivered. And I don't know what our regular price is. I'd have to check. We don't sell a lot of them. I think it's like $370, $380, something like that. Anyway, but if you wanted to get one of these rebounders in the next week, simply order One Radio Network the rebounder on the rebounder page, and you're going to get a quarter fold. We don't have this all spelled out because I'm just not geeky enough to do it. And with this whole pain in the butt thing, I just haven't had the wherewithal to do this kind of stuff and get it done. I just getting through the day has been, you know, a thing, and do the show. So this Ultimate Rebounder. So I'm really tempted to get one. I just don't have an extra $339 to spend right now. Or I'd get another one and put one upstairs. Be a good time to get one. So if you want to get a rebounder, this is the ultimate. This thing, it's really, really well built. You can see how the difference. Anyway, so that's just on the front page of One Radio Network. You'll see the rebounder. If you order in the next week from hearing this podcast, or I would do it now so you don't forget. If you want to get it, we'll give you the quarter full for $330. Nine delivered. Good deal. Really good deal. Here's physicist, biologist, chemist, Dr. Gerald Pollack on far infrared saunas.
Infrared energy is what builds this fourth phase of water. And the idea of a sauna, you know, you go in and you sweat and you receive this infrared energy and you feel great after you come out. I felt the same, and so have so many people. And most of us think, well, you know, it's just some sort of psychological issue, and it might be. However, experimentally, we know that infrared energy builds the fourth phase. Your cells should be filled with this fourth phase, but you know, we tend to be somewhat dehydrated and missing some of this fourth phase. And so what happens is, if you subject yourself to infrared, the infrared is absorbed by your body, absorbed by your cells, and it converts ordinary water to fourth phase water, and then you feel better.
How cool is that? That's a Dr. Gerald Pollack, not A, but Dr. Gerald Pollack. And we have a deal on these, which is not in print. But you could order one today or this weekend. Just email me and I'll give you the $9.95 price delivered on the sauna. $9.95 delivered continental U.S. If you live outside continental U.S., email me and I'll give you a specific quote. But it's a great deal. You'll love these little beauties. $9.95. We originally sell them $11.95. We also have that heat lamp that I've been using, which is great. Not curing this thing because it's not a... It's not a cure thing. What I'm going through, as I explain, and I'm having to work it on a spiritual level. But anyway, this is a beautiful little heat lamp. It's a far red for a heat lamp. We can give you both the sauna and the lamp for $11.95. Just email me and I'll work it out. Or just a lamp too, a couple $100, or just a sauna, $9.95. Whatever you want. Just your wish is my command. And just email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Did I just say that? I like that. Your wish is my command. Okay. Why didn't I get the right button here? Oh, I see.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
That song is from a soundtrack of a movie called Drive, Ryan Gosling. Pretty amazing movie. I don't know if I can recommend it. It's got some violent stuff in there that I can't even watch anymore, but it's a shame because it's a pretty remarkable movie. But, you know, that stuff doesn't bother you. Drive is the name of the movie. I become so sensitive, man. It's just crazy. I'm going to have to just throw away half of my movies. Can't even watch them anymore. Oh, well, life moves on. Katerina in Bryan, Texas. By the way, this is Open Phone Friday. Patrick Timpone, come on and join it. Okay, I'm doing a little experiment. I'm going to do about a half teaspoon of sulfur every 15 minutes. I'm just going to keep doing it until the pain goes away. Every 15 minutes. Well, Patrick, the sulfur guy, claims that if you do sulfur like that every 15 or 20 minutes, it'll just make a lot of different pain go away because of the oxygen. I don't know. It's worth a try. So I just did my first half teaspoon, and it was at 10:30, so 10 minutes, I'm going to do another one. That'd be great. I'm into it. I'm in it, whatever. My brother and I would like to email Rick Simpson from Katerina in Bryan, Texas. Our dad was diagnosed with colon cancer yesterday. Yow. We know he helps people. We'd like to buy his authentic oil and ask about dosages. Please answer so we can get this oil to him. As we know, time is of the essence. Thank you for your advance and help, Katerina and Chris. I did answer these kind of emails. I would always answer personally because, you know, they're really asking for something important and asking me to respond. So I do all of these, but I save them. And I said to Katerina, I would say to you all, listen, I don't know how to reach Rick Simpson any more than you do. I'm sorry. I actually went to his website not long ago and invited him on the show. He's the cannabis guy. I think he's in Europe now, and I haven't heard from him because I'd like to get him on. But I did recommend to Katerina that you can go on YouTube, and they show you how to make cannabis oil. It's a bit tricky because you have to use some kind of I've never made it, but you have to use some kind of a combustionable. I don't even know what it is. Is it kerosene? I don't know, something. And you got to be careful. You could blow yourself up. You got to become a little science, like a Mr. Wizard in your garage. So if you try it, you know, you want to be careful. People have burned themselves. And because it's a whole process to make his, and he claims that this is the way to get the max benefits out of cannabis healing. But I've never used it. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to make it, but I know I've seen videos. And they show you exactly how to make it. And I suspect that anyone who's pretty clever with working with their hands and, you know, not shy about doing things could make this product. You just have to score some raw material cannabis. So in Texas, it's not legal here. Katerina, you'd have to go somewhere where they sell cannabis legally, or just get some from your neighbor who smokes dope. That's right. Just get some from him and make it. So that's probably the best I know with that. And I know he doesn't sell it. Yeah, I know he doesn't sell it. Okay, this is from... Oh, by the way, open phones, so come on, join us. Don't be shy. Help me. I'll take my focus off my pain in the butt, and you can talk to me. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. You know, that's why I just thought of something. That's why people who are able just to give a lot of love and service to people don't get sick, like my mom, because they don't focus on themselves. They're always focusing on somebody else. My mom, with seven kids and a husband and a household, she never got sick. I mean, she doesn't get sick. Then later on, after all of us were grown up a little bit, she ran the cafeteria at the school just to bring in a few extra bucks. She ran the kitchen there. What a wonderful lady, Mom. Just amazing. And she just focused on us. You know, it was just all about us all the time. We went to Catholic school, Our Lady of Perpetual Payments. You remember that school? You know, Our Lady of Perpetual Payments. Great school. And we wore blue pants and white shirts. And my sisters, four sisters, wore these little blue jumpers. You ever see them with the little white shirts and white socks? And we wore blue pants and white shirts. And you know, with seven kids, you just had to, had to be clean every day. Now, she wouldn't have them new fresh every day. The pants, she'd always would kind of have a rag. I used to watch her, and she would kind of just wipe them down a little bit, you know, with a wet, clean rag, and then press them. And then, well, of course, a clean shirt, though. We wouldn't wear the shirt twice. So here she was doing shirts and blouses for the girls every day. Every day. Never complained. Never said anything. No. Just did it. This is what she did. Then we'd have breakfast breakfast together. And it wasn't Pop-Tarts and out the door like they do now and no computers. I mean, it was this whole amazing world that I was so blessed to grow up with, you know. Such love and caring. What a amazing childhood to incarnate in this family. So what I was getting at, when we focus on other things and other people or dogs or plants or our grandma or grandpa or our significant other and just take care of them, then we get taken care of. Because when you don't focus on the pain, it goes away pretty much. Yeah, that's how it works. My mom used to say, I don't have time to get sick. I've got too much to do. Are you kidding? Can you imagine? Three meals a day, taking care of kids, all their little, you know, all their little bumps and stuff, and school and homework and dad. But we just didn't have a lot of problems, you know. We just did what we did. We went to school, came home, played for a little while after school, and did our homework or not. Said we did our homework, but didn't. And very rarely we watched TV. I think there was a couple of shows we got to watch, but very rarely. You just didn't watch TV back then. I mean, there wasn't anything on. Leave It to Beaver life, boy. I tell you what, I just can't imagine now today. But I would like to. I still think that someday, this lifetime, I'm going to have some kids to have a relationship with. I'm into it. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Patrick, at your age? Well, of course, you know, I don't do age, so I don't care. But I would, you know, the right woman, I'd have babies. Why not? More fun. It's more fun. Virginia. So if you want to have babies, call me. Just kidding. Virginia writes in, I feel that I must tell you just how important you are in my life. Oh, Virginia, been listening to your shows for some years now. I started on my healing journey about 4 years ago, and you have been a big part of my team. I'm just a big sponge trying to absorb everything. Part of the reason for this email is that last week I lost my little Otis. Now you're going to get me crying here, girl, who was with me for many years. He was just a tiny but powerful little dog, soul, in parentheses, yeah. Animals are soul, too. He and I have never separated until he left his early Earth's earthly body. Needless to say, I'm just fractured. Whoa. I think on a spiritual level as well, it has always been clear to me that whenever the spiritual world needed my attention, they would use Otis for the purpose. Okay. I listen to you talk about our spiritual path and truly believe that death will not separate Otis and I. I must get back to my basics of meditation and just listening for direction. And meditation and direction. Dr. Thomas Kamm even tried to help me with Otis since he had heart issues. Oh. Well, Otis just needed to leave. Patrick, please know that I love you very much. Oh, and appreciate all your wonderful gifts and blessings you so eagerly give to everyone. Please keep me in your heart because I'm hurting very badly from my otitis, but knowing you're a part of this process is comforting. Virginia. Oh, Virginia. So I hope you're listening. You just sent this a few days ago. If not, I'll send you an email and answer. But a couple ideas. So, you know, Otis is a soul too. So he didn't really go anywhere. He just left his body. So he still exists on just some other plane right now. And if you really loved Otis as much as you do, and I know you do, I can tell, I would just suggest, if you want, more water. Couple of things. First off, I would just start talking to Otis regularly all the time, anytime you want, you know. It's just make believe he's right there with you, lying on the couch or in the car with you. Because, like Doodle, he probably goes everywhere. Just know that he's right there with you all the time. Doesn't mean you're attached to them anymore. No, you're just talking to him because he's your best friend, right? So you can talk to him. I talk to Bria and Jazzy Boy sometimes. I see him in my dream life. Talk to my mom and dad. You know, they left their body. We talk, these souls are still there, right? And we're all connected to them. So there's no separation. You don't need a medium. You don't have to go to an animal communicator. You don't have to do anything. Don't have to pay any money. You just talk to them. And they get it because they're there, right? So that's the first thing. Know that Otis is right there. And if you want, you know, I don't know what your situation is, but if you would like to have another experience with Otis in another body, you can just start saying to him, Otis, hey, I'm here. You want to come back and do it again and be a cat or a dog or a pony or whatever. And just offer him. Give him that option. Don't make it so. I really want you to come so you can. No, you don't do that because that's not how it works. You know, all souls have the innate quality of freedom and free will, just like you and I. So they get to choose, too, what they want and what their karma is. So we never want to try to force anybody to be with us or to come back or anything like that. That gets into white magic, and it's not good. It's bad. Just, you don't want to do that. So it's always an asking, right? Otis, would you like to come back? Or, you know, I've been talking to Bria. I think she's going to come back. I think I've been getting some information in the dream state. And say, if you want to, I'll take care of you. I'm in. That's the way to do it. I'm in. If you are, just let me know. So you say, well, how do I know that Otis is going to come back? Well, you really want to start try to remember your dreams. And that the easiest way to do that is have a little notepad and a flashlight by your bed. And every time you wake up, middle of the night or first thing in the morning, start to discipline yourself not to think about anything, breakfast or what you're going to do. Just try to stay focused. Stay right there on call, on phone. I want to talk to you on the phone. I just want to finish this thought. Stay right there. So write down your dreams or anything, just tidbits. Just do bullet points. Get as much down as you can. Oftentimes, these souls will come to you in the dream state, as I had a cat do for me, and tell me exactly where he was going to be and what color is going to be, everything. It was like a miracle. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So he told me exactly where it was going to be, and he was there. So, but if you don't remember your dreams now, you will if you want to. And then oftentimes you'll get the insights from in other ways too. It doesn't have to be in the dream world. You could, who knows? If Otis wants to come back, maybe he comes back as a dog or a cat. And maybe a cat comes up to your porch someday and it's Otis. You know, it can work like that. Or maybe somebody says, I just had some puppies and do you want one? And then you look and you say, oh. And all of a sudden you know, you just know that it's Otis. It can happen like that. So it can happen a lot of different ways. Just be open. So if you wanna do another relationship with Otis, go for it. Um, or or it's just up to you and Otis and what you want to do, but know that you can talk to him and he's always with you right now, right? Because animals are soul too. Animals are soul too. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Robert in Houston.
Hey, Robert. How you doing, kiddo?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Starting to thaw out here. The snow's melting.
Yeah. Did you get a little frosty too?
Yeah, got a little snow on the plants and the roof, not on the ground. You know, the ground was, I guess, moist and warm from, so it's stuck on places. You know, the car had a little bit on there.
Mm-hmm.
Still on there. I was going to go make a snowball, but.
There you go. There you go.
Uh-huh.
I just took another.
Well, I'm hearing your story on air. And
just took another half teaspoon. Took another half teaspoon of sulfur. Sorry. So that's 15 minutes. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought I might give you a few other ideas.
Okay.
If there's anything that rings a bell.
All right.
Man, with all that rebounding and everything, that shows you, you know, even Jack O'Lane got sick and passed away. So, man, you're going through something. Wonder what happened, huh?
Well, I explained, but did you hear the whole show, what I think it is?
Oh, yeah, Massey and everything. I mean.
Yeah. So, like I said before, if you, let's see, I had an email, Robert.
You talk about so much.
Yeah, okay. I had an email, Robert, that somebody said, well, you know, you do Pilates Lajing, which is pretty intense stretching, right? You do yoga and rebounding. How is it possible you could have this kind of muscle freeze up on you? So what I said and what my opinion is and what I learned last night is when we have a spiritual, emotional, mental thing that kind of needs to come out, a spirit will figure out a way to get your attention. So it doesn't matter what you're doing physically, like you say, Jack LaLanne or whatever, you could be in what they call perfect health and something will happen because that's how we learn how to see what the spiritual message is.
Possible, yeah. I sure would like to know, boy. I can't wait till the end of time and find out, you know, what's really the truth.
Well, you don't have to wait till the end. You don't have to wait till the end of time. You do not. No, you do not.
Until then, you can't prove it. It's just all theory.
No, it's not.
No,
wrong. It's not. You can look and see and experience things, and it's not theory. It's not theory. You know, I've experienced past lives. It's not a theory. I've experienced a kitty coming back. Reincarnation is not theory. It's fact. So you can do that while you're in the body. That's the whole reason we're here, not to wait to the end of time.
Well, you could have just bent over and pinched a nerve and had nothing to do with any of that.
Nothing happens just out of, there's no accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we do, there's a reason behind it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who is it, Einstein or something says, cause and effect, you know, so something causes something.
Right.
I'm just, I guess, debating the cause, you know. You're more into the spiritual, you know, Encart, emotional, mental cause. And I'm just saying, sometime you just cut yourself with a knife. And it was an accident, and it really don't have to be complicated. It's just what happened. You know, you didn't really cut yourself because your father got traumatized as a kid. I'm just saying, you know, what the heck do I know? But anyway, what I wanted to say was, before we go down that rabbit hole, when I get stuff like that, turpentine is just one thing, a little spray bottle of turpentine.
Yeah, I did that. I tried it a few times. Oh. Yeah, I tried it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I did. I did it last night, actually. Did turpentine and one in the sauna, but it may have helped a little bit, but yeah. What else?
Yeah, no magic.
And no
also,
magic.
Tendons modulator. I'm not sure what devices you have, meaning you don't have the transducer with that. You just have the basic unit. Do you have the hand grips or anything?
No, but I've got the basic unit, which you can put on a particular area, and I've used it on the sacrum during this little experience, and I think it's valuable. Oh. I think it's valuable.
Okay, so you did use it this...
Oh, yeah.
experience here?
I use it almost every day.
You said, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah. you're doing what I
I'm on it. Thought. I'm on it,
yeah,
kid boy.
Not a whole lot new under
I'm not pulling any punches. I'm on it. I do whatever I can, man. You know.
Well, you got the inversion table, too?
I do, Robert, but it's interesting you mentioned it. It's not a subluxation issue. I've taken some x-rays, and actually, I've used it a few times, and it makes it worse.
Okay. Do you go completely over or just a slight incline?
I've tried both. I've tried, you know, just a 45, you know, back and forth, which will pump the disc, right? If you've got any mm-hmm. disc issues, that'll pump the disc. That's what they used to do. Remember when this happened a couple years ago when I did that traction thing? What they do is they stretch your spine out with this, like you're on the rack, you know, in the old time King Henry days, right?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they stretch it, and then they bring it back in together, and they stretch it. It's pretty clever. And the idea is that that's pumping the lymph in your blood.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've got a compressed disc, that's the theory behind it, that it will help those discs to puff up again. But, you know, remember, right. I don't know if you recall, but I did it twice a day for a week. And I was doing absolutely nothing, and I just let it go because then that's when I found my bodywork guy that got through it. So it was an interesting experience, but I don't think it was then or is now any kind of a subluxation thing.
Okay, yeah, because I was doing years ago a maniac upside down, you know.
Yeah.
And now when I do it, I just do a little gradual. You mentioned this was happened before. I do kind of remember.
Remember?
It didn't
yeah.
Like that was that long ago.
Well, it was. I guess Sharon, she remembers this thing.
You have an idea?
Yeah, she
when
told
that
me.
Was?
She knew exactly what it was yesterday because I don't
you
know.
Went through this
it
before?
Could have been 12 years ago from. I don't do
like
time.
A couple years ago, right?
It was April of 2016. Sharon said, "Yeah, so you know what? A year and a half."
Okay, so it wasn't that long ago, because it was way before. It was after the big colon reset. The colon
That's
reset
right. Yeah.
Was
a couple years ago.
Yeah,
2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you guys have to. I'm sorry you guys have to live through all my karmic things here, but I guess that's just the way it is.
Well, at least you're not a phony and you don't really hide it. And,
right.
You know, there's a saying, it's kind of, you know, Jesus let people watch him suffer. The Pope let people suffer. A lot of people, when they get hurt, they want to isolate and pretend like everything's okay and lie because they think, you know, and what did Jack LaLanne say? I can't die. It'd be bad for my image.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's what he used to say. Jack used to say, I can't die. This would be bad for my image. I saw Jack.
It could be bad for his image, you know.
Now, I saw. Like, no, I don't. You know me. I don't.
Hide
I'm not trying to put out something here like I know what I'm doing. I just, you know, my life right. is an open book here. I remember Jack, Robert. I saw Jack about 3 months before he left. It was really interesting that I had that experience. I had interviewed him several
really?
Times. Yeah, several times over the years. He was on the show.
3 months.
Yeah, years ago when I was on KLBJ, and I'd have him on, and he would talk about. You know, he had just swam in the San Francisco Bay, you know, dragging a mm-hmm. boat or something like that in his teeth or something, crazy things he
yeah.
would do. And he was 75 years old, right? And he was just doing this. And so somehow I ended up at some natural food expo. And there he was sitting there signing books. And it was really fun that I got to meet him. I met his wife. And he was really small. I didn't realize he was so short, you know, his stature. Very small, very, very small. But he still looked pretty good. He was kind of slumped over a little bit, you know, like he was getting the osteoporosis thing, you know, stooped over a bit. But he was very sweet, a wonderful guy.
Yeah, because those pictures, I can close my eyes and picture seeing him on the shows he used to do, and obviously you can't tell the size of someone on television because the cameras, how they do it, and he just looked like a giant.
Right.
Steve Reeves on their Hercules,
right.
You know.
Right, yeah. Well, look at Tom Cruise. I don't know if you know. He's really a short guy. He's like 5'4 or something like that, isn't he? He's really short.
I know he's really short.
Yeah,
I heard that, yeah.
He doesn't look like it in the movies, do they? Uh-huh. They know how to do that. Oh, yeah. Let's Google it here. Mm-hmm. How tall is Tom Cruise? I think he's like 5'6 or something like that.
So this is the same thing or pretty close to what was happening in 2016?
Exactly. 5'7. Tom's 5'7. That's not that short. Come on, I'm 5'8". Hey.
So how long did it take you to get over it last time?
Last time,
ballpark?
Yeah, about 3 weeks. I had about 20 hours of body work, and right now I've had 10. But I'm getting through it quicker this time, and I went through some really nice spiritual experiences that last time, too. I remember me talking about it. I was on the table, and I'm seeing myself when I was a kid and my uncle, crazy stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really interesting, yeah. Whew. So.
And then I remember you saying on a show, but again, you know, I'm afraid to say anything, but we've talked so much on so many things, not just me and you. It's hard to keep track of everything. But I thought I heard you say once that, reflecting back on one show,
mm-hmm.
that you didn't really think a lot of the manipulation and all the chiropractor stuff really was the answer. You know, you went through it, obviously, and you can't know what didn't work. But because when you do it all, like you said, you're not sure if this works or that. But
right.
Part of the journey. You know, like I heard a guy once say, he said, you know, me and my wife, we went to 2 years of marriage counseling. I don't think it did anything.
Well, they lasted 2 more
married?
Years.
Well, yeah, I'm still married, but I don't think that had anything to do with it. How can you say that? I know what he means.
Yeah,
you know, but.
Right. Robert, I think manipulation chiropractic is very, very valuable. I think the problem with most of them out there is that they kind of churn them out in chiropractic school, and they get real tunnel vision.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so they just look at this thing, and then they want to crunch you, and then you want to come back every week and all of that thing. And so I think it's straight off from the work of B.J. Palmer, which is the father of chiropractic. But he used to do the knee-chest thing that I've done.
Uh-huh.
That's what B.J. did. I mean, he was on it. You can look at some YouTube videos. Yeah, that's what he did. He just worked with the upper cervical. So... but see, a lot of the chiropractic going on today is purely symptomatic. It's keeping people out of pain, but they're not dealing with the muscles, right? They're not dealing with the emotions, with the diet, everything. They just go back to the chiropractor once a week, and it kind of keeps them going. So it's not a bad thing, and it is what it is, right? But does that make sense?
Well, sure. If you okay. went in and he said, now look, we got to look at maybe, you know, what emotions you're holding on to, or what anger you have. Hell, he couldn't make no money doing spinal manipulation and x-ray.
That's right, you know, yeah.
But, you know, again, it's, I still think, you know, some things are physical, some are mental, and some are spiritual. That's why, going back to what I said.
Well, I would disagree. I don't think that you have anything, Robert, in my experience, after all these years, anything that's physical that's not... got a spiritual component at the top. I think it goes top down. Spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, in that order, in my opinion.
I kind of know, but I'm just trying to keep it simple. Meaning,
well,
I'm
that's
just,
simple. No, that's simple.
When I get up and bump my knee, I bump my knee sometimes. It didn't have to do with... Now, you could probably really analyze it down to the atomic level, that why did you get up and bump your knee, because you was in a hurry, but sometimes you just bump your knee.
Yeah, oh no, I know. It's like a butterfly could flap their wings in Argentina, and it affects something somewhere, right?
Hey, also, what I've been doing, and what I may be helping, I don't know if you know this, because actually I just got a diploma in the mail from Tennant Institute, because I went up to the master class. So
oh, you did?
I'm a master in the modulator, although... He didn't really go over a lot of the stuff what we wanted to go over. He did more talking about all kind of other deep, heavy stuff, and we didn't really get to use the modulator that much.
Mm-hmm.
That said, though, he believes one of the most important things you can do is they call it the bowling ball technique.
Yeah, I know it very. I know it very well.
Okay, where you do that sciatic or that nerve on the side of your neck,
right?
And it's got to do almost. He believes it's similar to that neurocranial restructuring I had. That it all goes back to that splenoid bone. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
That splenoid bone is that bone in the middle of your skull, which all the other bones attach to. I'm just for the audience out there.
Yeah.
And everything starts at that head down, you know. And so that bowling ball technique, which you do that nerve on each side, somehow straightens out that splenoid bone. And then it all goes down from the head bone connected to the neck bone,
mm-hmm,
to the toe bone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of his things there. And then also, Tennant, meaning not only physical, see, there's the physical part, but then he goes into the emotional, and I've tried it a few times where you hold the handheld devices and you're supposed to go through what negative emotions you had.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just mention this. And I really couldn't figure out how to do it. Well, okay, what am I supposed to think about? Who I hate, or I'm still mad that my dog died, and maybe I caused it,
right?
Because there was mold in the house, and I wasn't aware of it, and I should have known better, and I'm mad because, you know, he can't be here running in the snow today. And it's hard for me to sit down and think of that stuff. But yeah. One trick I did, my bad moments usually come in the morning. I wake up, and I seen that's if my neurochemicals aren't right. If I take a GABA, a serotonin, and maybe even do some Wobane at night, I could wake up and I can try and force myself to think dirty, negative thoughts. When I say dirty, you know, I should have did this. Why didn't I invest in Bitcoin? Or help? Just imagine how Patrick thinks of Bitcoin. But if I'm healthy, I can't even get myself emotional. But if I'm not balanced, I wake up in the morning laying in bed, and I start thinking negative stuff, you know, this needs done, that needs done, I got to do this, I got to do that, you should. And that's when I hold those handheld devices, attendants, you put it on this BT step mode that goes through all your chakras and bioterminals, which you can't do on the device you have. But you still may be able to just, I'm not sure what setting you would put it on for that emotional, maybe the 10-8 mode or infinity.
Mm-hmm.
So hope that didn't get too confusing.
But no, not too, but people that point, don't though. Have a, yeah.
That's supposed to wipe out your negative emotions. Let me rephrase that. It doesn't eliminate your emotions, but the physical pain attached to it may not be as intense. You still have the memory, because what can't get rid of the memory, but the emotion attached to it may be.
Yeah, I'm not sure about tenets work with the emotions. I'm not got into that, but I think these are valuable, but you know, that's a good, thanks for the reminder on the bowling ball. I've not done that. And I know a lady friend of mine who knows how to do the bowling ball really, really well. And I can do it with my unit. After the show, I'll call her and have her refresh my memory of how to do it. I haven't done it for, it's been about a year. So I'll do that. Maybe that'll help out.
Well,
this.
I can tell you.
Yeah. I don't want to do it right here. Yeah. Because it's not going to be relevant to other people, because nobody has a biomodulator except you or me. But thanks for the offer. Yeah,
that may help a little bit. Okay, got to go drive out in the winter wonderland and go pick up some raw cream.
Okay, see you soon.